Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This is Rosebud, goddammit, I want you to...
What the fuck? Alright, I got it now. Alright, y'all, we finna kick it about some real shit that you could motherfucking understand. And where I'm coming from today, well, I just want you to understand this shit. I checked my tank, my game tank, and it had barely moved. What I'm saying is, back when I first started posting shit on the net, I had a full tank. And my needle is now only just showing I've used 1/8 of a tank. It's on 7/8. So if all that goddamn abadabra I've been spitting only represents 1/8 of what I got to give you, and it then took 15 years for me to use that 1/8 of a tank, can you imagine what the fuck I got for you guys? Come on, I'm saying, what else is in store? Who got game? Who wants some? Yeah. See, I ask questions. I ask a lot of questions, and you be thinking they're not important. I asked a question, I don't know, a few months ago, and I wanted to know which is better, a fake man or a fake woman. Now, I got a lot of responses, you know, on both tips. But the fact of the matter is, if you made a choice, or if you even tried to make a choice, you're not thinking clearly. Think about this. Is a fake leg better than a fake arm? I don't think so. Because both of those have usefulness, both of them. What use is a fake man or a fake woman? I'm talking about what could you see yourself doing with a fake man or a fake woman as far as bringing them in on something you're thinking or doing? So what I'm saying is, you can't include a fake man, you can't include a fake woman in any of your plans. You can't bring them into your confidence. So what I'm saying is, if you think of what I'm saying in those terms, it becomes clear that a fake man and a fake or a fake woman is equal. Neither one of them shit. Both of them are not worth a plug nickel. And that's exactly why some of you guys, some of your partners probably all could already be in the pen, but that's why y'all going. Obvious things are very confusing to motherfuckers that be faking, claiming this goddamn game. It's just like that. Once you get laced at Sidewalk University, you'll have much more confidence, then you'll easily be able to express your goddamn self as far as making it easier for you to be yourself. See, the more you can be yourself and the easier it is for you to be yourself, you'll be showing a woman that she can relax and pay attention to your conversation. Because it's the way you motherfuckers talk and the way you deliver what you're saying. There is a such thing as smoothness. There is a such thing as not fucking stuttering. All that shit, that ain't no good, man. So what I'm saying and where I'm coming from, it's a fact. The more difficulty you have in having a smooth conversation, the more uneasy this woman is going to be getting while you're talking to her. You need to be able to add clarity to anything you say. Otherwise, you're saying all these things, whatever you're saying, and she may or may not be up on what you're saying, but she's listening to what you're saying. That's why you have to make, you know, speak. You got to speak in small words. I do. And whatever you say, the way you say it have to be inviting. And it has to invite her to make a comment. You know, so what I'm saying is if you're able to add clarity to what she's saying, you're able to bring her closer to your conversation. And the way you speak, I'm telling you, should invite her to ask questions about what you're saying. I mean, you do this shit so you can expound on your thoughts and get her caught up in your excitement. I mean, conversation is real, but you got to know how to use it. You either want this shit or you don't. So first, be genuine. I mean, the only way you can have this shit on the fake tip is if you can stand in the rain and only half of your body get wet. Now, shit, if you can do that, you can fake this abadabra, because you's a real motherfucker. Now, back in the day, we had just as many obstacles as you guys today to catching women. The major and significant difference is what we learned when we was little boys. See, we learned to think ahead of the woman. And when you're doing that, when you're doing it correctly, while you're talking, it's just a constant ego booster. And it makes you want to talk. Because you've seen your work. You've seen your work work. Plus, we had backbone and we stood on the principle, I'm the motherfucking prize. No matter what, I'm the goddamn prize. We stood on that. So even if, you know, you weren't trying to be slick, dudes knew that was the attitude you were supposed to have. You know, I'm the prize, you know, and you got to think of what she gonna say to what you say. You got to think of all that stuff. Now, you today motherfuckers don't have a clue as to how powerful that mindset is. Man, if you had that mindset, that you can talk to any broad. Now, I don't mean simply remember the words. No, woman don't stand a chance, you know, next to me. No, I don't mean that shit. I don't mean you to say egotistical bullshit that you can't prove or you can't represent, which I know many of you motherfuckers will do. Now, when we was young and down, some women, some of them goddamn bitches was our fucking enemies. Those are the motherfuckers who screamed they didn't need a man. Now, they was all on the verge of becoming dykes. And they were widening the pool for potential lesbians. It was disgusting then. And just as you see it today with this gay shit, it's disgusting now. But who am I? I can't tell a motherfucker what to do. I only can do what I do. Shit. In the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s and 80s, the women's lib got a firm hold on different shit as far as legal or political shit or politics, put it like that. You know, and some of them bitches was on the fence because their husband or whatever wasn't right. And some of them motherfucking dudes was on the fence. You know, there was gay dudes back then. They weren't called gay. They was called punks. But they was back there in the 60s and 70s, but they, you know, it was quiet, you know. Once they got near the 80s and they started going political and shit, it just changed. You know, all the fucking women that was on the fence and all the dudes that was on the fence jumped on that women's lib movement, and they became fully into what they wanted. And then in the 80s and 90s, you know, the gay people started getting all that political clout. And from there, you know, you have what you got today. People don't know what the fuck they want or who the fuck they are. Don't be one of them. My dad was a Mason. And no matter how much I used to ask his ass about it, he never told me one thing about that organization except for they was an organization and everything they thought was private for just members. And if we wanted to, we could stop a train. He used to tell me that kind of shit. But I grew up thinking you can't get into the Masons until you've grown. So when I was grown and I asked him about the shit, I got the same treatment. So I said, fuck it. I don't want to be no motherfucking Mason. And years later, I found out none of my brothers ever were privy to that information, except my brother Gene, who may he rest in peace, he just passed. Come to find out, Gene was the only one of my dad's sons who let my dad see he was qualified to become a Mason. And they both died 36 degree. Pops died 35, 40 years ago, 36 degree. And Gene died a month ago or 2 months ago, 36 degree. Now, to this day, I don't know what the fuck Gene had, but I accepted that I didn't have it. Now, my point, there's organizations that are real. They're serious about who can be in it and who can't. And they're going to stick to their rules. Even blood don't matter unless they qualify. Now, if motherfucker qualify, that's something else. Now, something as important as religion should be like that, too. But this abadabra, I'm telling you, had it like that at one time. At one time, you couldn't get in unless you was qualified. Somebody had to, like, not bring you in, but you had to kind of, yeah, get brought in and be fucking with somebody. And it seems as if it was a long time ago. But today, religion and different organizations is so warped. And instead of leaders of whatever the organization is wanting to guide you, they want to control you. You can't be in my religion unless you be like this. Now, that's more ridiculous a statement as I have heard in a long fucking time. Religion, per se, is a way of life. And it's something you believe in enough to allow your belief to guide you to your destiny. I mean, that's how the Masons feel about what their organization represents. That's how pimps felt about our organization. But it's not that way anymore. It was that way still for the Masons, but it's not that way for the pimps anymore. There's a distinct difference. Christianity is not a religion. Well, it's not religion. Christianity is not religion. It is a religion. Islam is not religion. It too is a religion. Now, neither of them are religion. They both are parts of religious belief. Or they're different aspects of what religion is to you. Religion is something you believe in, and it doesn't need to be the same as I. based on the particular religion you practice. Religion is for those who believe to the extent they live their lives accordingly. You believe it, so you live it. Something described as religion is responsible for more death than the longest wars in history. Why? Because I don't agree with what you agree with. No matter what general or admiral or commander, it don't matter. They weren't alpha. Because the alpha motherfucker, no, 100 alphas can stand on the tip of a needle and there still be room for another 1,000. That's what was so beautiful about the Abadabba Q. We were all alpha. That's why if you stood up, you was welcome. But you had to stand up under the Abadabba's goddamn restrictions. This don't go, that don't go. Oh, goddamn it, Paul, what the fuck do you want?
I got a topic. Yeah, I know you did. I got a topic just listening to you talk. I already got an answer to it. I want to hear your answer, though. Do an alpha male got any type of monetary value to an alpha male? Meaning, do we supposed to have a certain amount of money in his pocket or bank account?
No. The alpha motherfucker have what he have. Because that shit don't make him. He make that shit. Money don't make him. He makes money. So he could. I be walking around with no dollars in my pocket. I don't gotta have no goddamn money. But I got a credit card, a debit card. If I need somebody, you know, I'll fuck with that. But you don't need no goddamn money. You need a particular mentality.
Gotcha. I heard you talking about clarity, and I've been trying to. Well, this is what I've been doing. I've been stop asking people stuff and kind of, like, telling them. I won't say telling them, but just, like, telling them.
That is what you're supposed to do, man. You know, when you, man, I knew that motherfucker was going to get off the phone. I mean, off the line. God damn it. You taking all this time, man. I had other callers, but they didn't got off.
Well, shit, man, come on back. Put me back
in the room. Yeah, the motherfucker still come back. But what the fuck was he just saying?
Not asking somebody something and just telling them my idea.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really be asking people, especially women, hey, look like it's time to go. I might say something like that, and that's saying you ready to go. I don't really ask them, you ready to go. I get ready to go and say something slick enough for them to feel like they saying they want to go. Shit. But they going anyway, whether they want to or not, because I'm ready to go. You got to be slick like that, bro.
Right. They know, but.
You know what? 437, come back, goddammit. You don't have to believe shit the way I believe it. Or somebody else believe it. You just have to believe the tenets, which are the boundaries. 437, I see you, goddammit. What's up?
What's up, Rosebud?
I'm good. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a question.
Okay, what's happening?
Should you give a fuck? Should you give a fuck about, like, having sex with a woman, like, caring if she's satisfied, or shouldn't give a fuck about that?
Man, I do. Should I care if the bitch satisfied, but if she ain't, I mean, you know, I ain't gonna really be tripping, but I trip on it, because I want to be a motherfucker, period. A motherfucker fucks the shit out of bitches. So, yeah, you should be concerned with that, but you shouldn't be tripping about it.
I'll be hearing these females talking about all types of different sex positions and all this other freaky shit. I'm not really into all that. I really give a fuck, you know? I'm just trying to bust my nut and that's it.
Well, man, you got to come out of that, man, because the bitch there, too, you got to start thinking about satisfying that motherfucker. Hey, that's a mistake a lot of you motherfuckers make. You just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I've been doing the mental shit.
You lying. You already said what you be doing. You don't give a fuck. So now you're going to start making up shit you do. You ain't got to do that with me, man. Do it for real in real life. Don't make up bullshit. That's another thing you guys don't understand. Everything you say out your mouth tells a motherfucker that know how to listen what the fuck or who the fuck you are.
You're right.
Every goddamn thing you say. And if you listen to me, you didn't heard me bust motherfuckers hundreds of times, you know, trying to tell me some bullshit. Bro.
That's why I said you're right.
I'm saying, bro, you got to understand. You can't tell yourself some bullshit. That's why you motherfucking you guys have problems. You create them. How the fuck?
Yeah.
How the fuck you sound older than 25.
Yeah, I'm 32.
Yeah, okay. How a motherfucker 32 years old ain't gonna give a fuck about satisfying a bitch? I mean, that's like,
right.
I'm saying, bro. And that got something to do with you. That don't have nothing to do with your likes about bitches. That got something to do with you feel inadequate in some kind of goddamn way. Probably fucking.
Yeah.
I ain't Dr. Ruth or whatever, but we can talk if you ain't gonna bullshit me. Go ahead.
No, you're right, man. You always hit it on. You always hit the nail on point, man. You know, you're right.
Hey, bro,
sometimes you
bro,
know, like
that's because I be listening to you guys. I talk a lot of shit, but I be listening when you talking, and I'm telling you. Fucking with me, you should learn shit because this is how you listen. You're able to go back in the conversation and take words out that you didn't say it, and it makes you know that I'm saying the right or the truth. Although I add my facts that I come up with. So, man, my point is something inadequate about you. What the fuck you think it is? I don't know.
I guess it's just, you know, I've been through, like, different women. I just, you know, start putting enough effort into certain things, you know?
Bro, no, I don't know. And if you say that kind of shit to bitches, that's like hindering you from catching, you know? No, the bitch don't know. If she knew, she wouldn't be talking to you. That's how you got to think. At least that's how I think.
Yeah.
So she don't really know shit. So if she acting like she know, I'll check her as far as ask her something, make sure she following me. But at the same time, I'm thinking that bitch ain't, man, bro, I think of everything concerning me way more than I think about the broad. But thinking about me means I ain't trying to fuck with no bitch and don't satisfy her. Shit, that's not me. That a part of me is going to do my best at every motherfucking thing. So, you know, it's just how you look at life. If you look at life the right way, you're going to see that you shortchanging yourself. You're doing that, not bitches. You're doing it by the way you got to make yourself believe you don't give a fuck. But you do.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
So, bro, listen to me. The truth is the fucking light. You got to start telling yourself the truth about you. Let me tell you guys something that I teach in my goddamn school. The reason you motherfuckers cannot talk to women is because of how many lies you tell yourself. And you know you are a liar. You know that. So when you talking to the broad, you don't believe she really listened to you and shit. So you run out of shit to say because everything has to be interesting. No, everything needs to be the truth in the way you talk. And the way you talk about what you're talking about is what's interesting. Catch a bitch talking about some popcorn. I don't give a fuck what I'm talking about. I just know how to talk. And if you learn how to talk, you can say and do damn near anything. I mean, not disrespectful shit. But I'm saying you can go get that job. You can win that bid on this work if you're a contractor. I mean, it's just all kind of shit in your favor because you know how to talk. You know what a conversation is. If you don't know that shit, you just talking. I don't just talk, and I don't let my students just talk. Who, what, when, where, and why, that's always in my conversation. And I teach that. Mm-hmm. You got to answer those questions. Or you don't have no conversation. You can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wanted to say something too, man.
Go ahead.
You know, you're so sharp, man. Like, you're so sharp. You could just, like, you already know the answer by just, like, talking off of, like, one sentence. Like, you know, like, sometimes I'm like, amazed. Like, you know how, like, you know how to, like, cut shit up and you already know where someone's trying to go with what they're saying, and you know.
Hey, check this out, bro.
It's almost like a sixth sense.
Check this out. I want to give you 2 points. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Stop saying you know. They don't know.
Okay.
That means you don't know how. You don't have any words to explain what you're saying. So you say you know. That way you don't have to explain no more. That make you look weak.
Yeah.
And why I be knowing shit is because shit didn't happen to me thousands of times. Man, you know, I don't know. I mean, you say you had a couple of women. I'm going to tell you something, bro. You ain't going to believe it. But
yeah,
I have been quick over damn near 4,000 times. That didn't quit me, man. So shit,
I'm trying to be like you.
Hey, bro, I see the signs. Man, this shit getting fucked up. Because you baby walking around different, you know, or just something different. I be noticing.
Yeah.
and that's why I be knowing shit. Then if I notice it, I tell the bitch. This baby saying, yeah. God, you just make me sick. Why? Because you just be knowing everything. Yeah, bitch. When they say that, I'll be happy. I want to go fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, man, get yourself straight and have some fun with life, bro.
Thank you. I will. I'm going to keep watching, man. I'm going to sign up for Sidewalk University.
Do that, bro. Hey, Paul, you got another question. What up, man?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to say, man, I've been learning, listening to you, to be more excited about me and my ideas than excited about anything else outside of that. Because, you know, if anybody interested in anything about me or what I got to say, then at least they had a chance if they understand or have clarity in what I'm saying, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you ask, is there any monetary association with being alpha?
Because I've been realizing, like, even me, we have a good day. Something can happen, and our mind would be on it. Like, damn, why that didn't happen? Or I could be making more money. Or, well, I know that's how I think. You know, I could be successful at something, but I'm still wanting more or something. My mind's still on something
else. Well, what does that have to do with being an alpha?
Well, I mean, a lot to me because...
No, man. See, you guys are really... You just overdo shit sometimes. Alpha motherfuckers do what the fuck they want to do. Whatever the fuck that is. And they ain't worried about who in the fuck care or who like it. Fuck the world. I'm going to do what I want to do. They carry themselves a certain way. And think about this, man. And all the things I didn't taught you, I ain't never said shit about you got to have this much money. Have I?
No.
It ain't about money, man. It ain't about money, man. You make money. Money don't make you. You got to keep that in your head, brother. Or else it'll be about the money and you'll be fucked up because there's always somebody with more money. There's always some more work for you to do. And no matter what you get, you supposed to want something else. So you ain't going to never be satisfied, man. That's alpha. You can't be satisfied. Some motherfucker get a new Cadillac and, you know, nice house, and that's them for the rest of their life. Fuck that. Nigga get a new Cadillac, get another one next year, get this one back. I'm saying when the car thing wear out, you're going to be then grouped to something else. You just got to, you know, keep reaching. Never be satisfied, Paul. Never.
Yeah.
Be appreciative, you know, be appreciative of the fortune you've had in life, but don't say this it. Oh, I'm here. I'm at the top now. You are at the top, but you're not looking, because every time you reach the top and you look further down, there's a whole nother set of steps. So you got to start over. It's like that in life, brother. You get to the top, but you just at the top of what you was becoming. Now, at the top, you see some different shit. You don't see
I know
the
one
same.
Thing I could say.
What's
you
that?
You know, looking back, it ain't the same. It's way better than, you know, looking over the years. It's improving. I could say
hey,
that for sure.
And believe it, man, it's going to improve. And I've... Man, 40, probably 50 years. And I'm still a work in progress. You just never get to the top, man. I mean, you never finish, if that's the case. You always get to the top of whatever level you on. But the levels keep going. Shit. 414, let me get this other brother, Paul. What's going on, 414?
Hey, what's up, bud? You can hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, if you serve a dude for a bitch you knocked from him and you thought he was a reputable pimp and he started saying shit like, you know, trying to kill you over the bitch, how do you handle that?
Well, man, there's only one thing you can do. You can tell that nigga, you know, man, if you want to try to kill this pimpin', you're going to have to shoot a lot of pimps. But about me and this bitch, I'm putting her down tonight, nigga, and you do what you do. And if she represent me, I'm going to do what I do. I ain't listening to none of that bullshit. Nigga, I'm putting the bitch down, period. That's why I knocked her. And that nigga going to have to face that, or he going to do whatever he going to do. Because the bitch show is going to be down. And I'm going to have all my other bitches around that bitch. That nigga ain't going to be able to do shit. Any sign of problems, hit me. And I'm going to be there. You know, period. Because that's all they doing is selling wolf tickets. If you buy them, that's on you.
Right.
We all good?
Right, so I'll be calling back, bud. Yep.
You know it. So, fellas, you got to believe. You know, as long as what you believe ain't watering down the basic principles, you're correct in how you see it. You're not wrong. The only time you're wrong is when you're trying to skirt the tenets or trying to get by being 100%. You know, I'm going to help you stop wanting change and get your ass to making change. It all begins with learning who the fuck you are and what you want. Now, I mean, I could ask this question. 704, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Hey, bud, I wanted to comment on some things.
Okay, in one moment you sound pretty cool. Now you sound distant.
Say that again?
There you go. Whatever you did just now, that's how I can hear you better. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was on speaker. Yeah, I was just saying, I wanted to say that knowing yourself, the more you know yourself, the better you know yourself, the more you'll get your point across to your lady.
You
won't have to think about it. Yeah, you won't have to think about it. And I'm going to say this, too, that if you communicate to her clearly and concisely, according to what you want, you communicate that to her about 100% of the time, she'll go along with it.
Hey, man, now, shit. You one of my students?
Not in SWU, but I'm a student of just learning and picking up what I got to pick up to better myself.
But you're saying some shit that I teach. Concise.
Okay.
Clearly.
Say that again.
You know, small words as possible. And 9 out of 10 times, you're going to get your way. If you do shit like that. It's just gonna go your way because
the
person that you breaking shit down to really think you talking to them, which you are. You just persuading them with your conversation. See, conversations give you a little bit, all y'all a little bit of mo game that I teach. Conversation is either a tool or a weapon. And the way we talking about conversation right now, it's a tool. And you have to realize that. And when it's a weapon is when you have to, you know, say whatever you got to say to get a motherfucker off you or out of a situation or whatever, or to let a motherfucker know, don't even fuck with me. Don't even think about it. Now, that's a whole nother thing. But my point is you just sound sharp, bro. And every time I get him up, I'm going to hit his mouth sharp. He be just fucking with me. All right, bro. Be
hey,
cool.
I appreciate that, bud.
You know it. 909, what's up?
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. I think you talked about before that your mom made a prediction that when the world was ending, guys would act like girls and girls would act like guys. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did she ever make any other predictions regarding human behavior?
Man, I mean, as far as, no. Not,
the world's ending.
She wasn't really predicting that when she was saying that. She was just saying that's how it's written. The word is written. That you'll see the signs. And then the signs, it was written somewhere in the Bible, I guess, that the women going to be trying to act like men and men going to be trying to act like women. Up is down and left is right. You know, everything going to get all crazy. And it is all crazy. This whole world, you see, motherfucker can't even go to a holiday experience without getting shot up, man. Come on, man. This is the 24th. The 24th day of 2023, and there's already been 40 goddamn mass shootings. Now, shit, bro, that's crazy. We live in the last times, bro. Something gonna happen. Is that it, bro?
I see. Yeah. Wait, one more question. What kind of music you listen to?
Jazz
music, like
jazz.
Any specific artist?
Huh?
Like any specific artist?
Grover Washington, Jazz Crusaders. Man, I like Boney James. You know, man, Kirk Whalen, shit, man, I like a lot of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, all right, for sure, for sure. That's all I wanted to know. Thank
you. You know, it'd be cool. 725, what's up? Yeah, are you there, 725?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question?
Yeah, I have a question. I just want to tell you, happy New Year's, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. And you sound like a young lady.
Yeah, it's just I eat it. I'm still your fan. I listen sometimes to you.
Well, you need to listen more often, and you need to call in with some questions, and you need to give us your perspective on some stuff. I know you have ideas and thoughts and things on the things I say, and I promise to be gentle. Thanks for calling.
Video class. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Later. Be cool. Hey, you got something? Wait a minute. I'll cut you off. Hold on. You might have something else to say. You got something else to say? Come on, young lady. Let's talk. Oh, she gone. That's all right. That's all right. I'm just going to take it as it comes. Like I say, not everybody know who they are. Not everybody know what they want. You would think that not to be the case, but I found it to be just that way more than it's not that. Most of you are continually screaming about this game you want, and you're disappointed when you find out you can't simply ask for it. There's no answer that's going to give you game. You got to go get it with the information you have, and it turns in the game because you're working with something. The only safe and legitimate place to get laced is Sidewalk University. I'll lace you with the fucking life game that you could use immediately. You could use it in your everyday life activities. You're about to learn that game is an understanding of what you're doing. It's mostly related to illegal activity, the way we use the word. But you didn't hear the athletes, man, that dude got game. And they are actually talking about that motherfucker know how to play. But then when the motherfuckers in the streets say, I got game, that just mean I know how to play. Without getting caught, I ain't finna go to jail, and I'm gonna make me some money. So I got some game. Now, game in this particular area or that particular area requires a little more, going a little deeper into what game is. But game is that strong. That understanding of game that you have is going to guide you in your everyday life. And it guides you in a way that won't allow you to deviate from your core belief. The SWU is a place for you, and becoming a go-getter is what the fuck you want to do. That's what's up. Now, these gurus, I ain't even talk about them. I'm going to just say they all joke about me saying I'm a fucking dog catcher, a liar, I'm old and musty. I'm called all the things except the motherfucker I am. Why is that? Well, it's because I'm a motherfucker that perpetrators can't stand. I spit so much high-powered motherfucking abadabba, they got to make a comment in the most belittling fashion that they think possible. But none of that shit fazed me. It just rolls right off my body onto the ground as it should do. Because I'm I'm content that my legacy is my reputation. And if you didn't know, now you motherfucking ass do know. My place in history on that blade is secure. And none of you motherfuckers can ever damage my reputation. You only can enhance it when you try to fuck with a nigga like me. Did you know the index finger touching your thumb represents the smallest violin in the world? Well, most times when I'm talking to these dudes that be calling in, not calling in, most of that shit be on, some of them get my phone, because you know my phone number is on my goddamn PayPal account, and it's accessible. So anyway, you be on the phone talking to these motherfuckers, man, and they be trying to say whatever negative. You do this because this is the smallest violin in the world, and it's playing a crybaby-ass song. So you do that to me. Sometimes you do that shit right in their face. The motherfuckers get mad. Check this out. I'm 70. And them motherfuckers be trying to say I'm old. I am. I'm 70 years old. And what really fascinates me is them motherfuckers in the streets are still trying to make me out to be one of their competitors. I ain't, man. Shit. I got a couple of pen friends who both be having a gang of hoes. And, you know, one of the niggas might catch a hoe every other week or every week, sometimes every day. But, you know, they don't last long. I mean, this nigga stay 5 or 6 deep with hoes. You know, the other nigga, you know, he got 5 steady broads. And this nigga might catch a bitch once or twice, sometimes 3 or 4 times a year. But both these dudes is motherfuckers. And they stay at least 5 deep. And in no time do either of them go 1 to 4. They be driving exotic cars. You know, they jeweled up, living lavish. And they the talk of the town, just like we used to be. But one day, the conversation of who had the most game came up, and they couldn't decide. Can you? You just heard what I said. You heard my description. Which one of them motherfuckers got the best abadabba in your mind? Now, before I had this abadabba, I was a motherfucking carpenter. And I used to build track homes for middle-class income people. But when this abadabba struck me, I didn't put my hammer away. I just started building stables for motherfucking hoes instead of houses for squares. That's why you motherfuckers can't stand me right there. You don't never know when I'm dragging you into some of my shit. Hey, because I know how to talk. I know how to say what the fuck I'm trying to say in the most attractive way possible. Now, how many of you are willing to start from nothing? Boast about a great accomplishment yet to be made and then achieve it. Any one of you motherfuckers out there that's listening to me, if you grew up with me, you can attest to the fact that I ain't just started talking shit. I've been talking shit since elementary school. So them motherfuckers that know me know better than most. But I remember bragging in high school that everybody was going to read about me one day and it wasn't going to be in the newspaper about no goddamn crimes. Something in me made me believe I'm headed for greatness, and once I get the ball rolling, it will have a snowball effect because I got so many projects, 19 books, 3 games I invented, 3 degrees, 3 videos. Look at them threes. 3 videos, a patent. Man, I got a lot of goddamn shit to get busy with. All I got to do, which is, you know, I've been trying to do it. But I'm not discouraged that it hasn't happened, but all I got to do is get on. You know, I'm just blessed to be creative. But being creative takes patience. And we all know patience is a virtue. Now, I heard that for years, how life is so unfair. Life is unfair to the motherfuckers who think they're on the right track and don't push the envelope as far as possible. You're just on the right track. Fuck you. Most men who are on the right track are safe players. And, you know, they play everything safe. They could have taken a risk to get, you know, where they are, but unless they really feel they deserve it, they think they're lucky. Shit. They're just lucky and they play it safe to stay there. That's why the man who wins $3 million will slowly spend it, if not fuck it all off. And the man who worked up on a few million dollars will continue to grind away at the same pace because of the safety in it being proven to work. But the motherfucker who makes a few million dollars and view it as only the first step to amassing enormous wealth will not be afraid to invest that $3 million in its entirety if he wanted to, if it was something he believed in. And if it was something he believed would take him to the next step, he'd borrow some more money and put with it. Even if it fails and breaks him, it may break his pocket, but he knows it did not, nor will it break him. He's confident he'll do it again because it wasn't luck he did it this time. And then when he gets ready for step two, he ain't going to be tripping about spending money. He won't be afraid to take that step. Now, I will never be afraid to go all out with something that I believe in. I'm 100% down and dirty once I see it make sense for me to do it. Now, this is a quality that I hope I never lose and I hope you get. I don't even think I'd have been me without this quality. I wouldn't have went at what I'm doing so aggressively, you know, if I didn't have this that particular quality. Well, I didn't waited many years since retiring. And, you know, I'm ready to rise to the top. I'm making money, but I'm saying I haven't risen to the top. I'm treading water as far as that goes. I firmly believed years ago that if I was going to achieve what I was after, I needed to have some patience. Now, many years later, and to the bitch patience, nigga got VA, masters, shit, being celebrated as one of the best who ever did this goddamn shit. Man, that takes time. And I've been waiting all that time, shit. Now, after that, motherfucker got a patent, and I went all the way. And I think I should be there, but I ain't. And I ain't mad at the world. I'm mad, though. But not at the world. Because, you know, not only am I going to be doing different things, you know, I'm just make every day a holiday for me. It's just going to be that way. It might take a few more months. It might take a few more years. But I can't wait until I hear back from whoever I have to contact about my propelling career. So wish me the best. I know you didn't heard this. Life is so unfair. Do you still believe that? Because I know you get out of life what you put in it. I believe that wholeheartedly. What takes all your life to build, and then when you die, it stays behind. What is that? That's your reputation. There are things in life that matters and have a direct effect on your life. Now, if you was driving 50 miles an hour, wouldn't you want to know if there was a brick wall around the corner? Well, you can't see until you get there. Maybe you should slow down. What I'm saying is, what if you had no idea that a brick wall was around the corner? What would happen? Your fucking ass be blowing 50 miles an hour, fuck around, and can't stop in time and wreck into the wall. This is how students at Sidewalk University see learning. You ain't gonna know shit till you go do it. Now, what was once something that they wanted no parts of, now they embrace. And you know that is thinking. They didn't want any part of thinking. Neither do you. Why is that? Because they know how, they know, the students know that how important in life, whatever important in life is, you have to distinguish various points. You have to give yourself a way to see you're achieving what you're chasing. So what I'm saying is, the only way to do that is to prioritize what you're doing. Simple shit you don't do today. You could prioritize some shit if you wanted to. Don't take no education to do that. It don't take no big effort to do that. Shit that's holding you back, you allow to control you. Not at SWU. You better wake up. One of the good things about our conference calls is I show them where they're really at in real time. As we talk, you know, God damn, I forgot about it. I should be checking this. 701, what's up?
Damn, OG. You forgot about us, man. How you doing, man? It's Brother D, man.
D, you ain't got to tell me who this is. How the fuck you doing, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, man. Thank you, man. Anywhere the wind blow, it's cool with me, man.
You know it. What's up?
Nah, I ain't got no question. I just came to say hello to you. It's been a while because the nigga been busy working and shit, so... When you on my shit, I see you on, man. I just tap in and say hello to you, man. Wish you nothing but good stuff, good things to you, man. You know how it is.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. I gotta go. They finna close me out 60 seconds. I think I ain't gonna be finished by then. But anyway, what I'm saying is, no matter what you claim, the proof is in the pudding, as they used to say. The pudding being your opportunity to shoot your shot at a live female. I'm just saying, the proof is in the pudding. You can either do it or you can't. I can't understand how you could even listen to a woman tell you so much about women, what women are thinking, and you not even want to talk to her. So just like that girl, I should have got to see if anybody would call in and talk to her. But when I do that, the fucking call in, like, don't nobody call in. Why can't you motherfuckers hear the science being laid down when I'm speaking to a motherfucking woman live? She don't frighten me as she does you. Then you know. Why don't you see the format being used? Because I get at them the same way, I tell you. You just can't take it in because you won't seal the information you're getting in your very being. Otherwise, talking to any woman that call in and they're willing to answer questions is just what the doctor ordered. You guys... You don't take advantage of what's there for you. Now, I may continue to get live calls from women, which is cool. But it's already late in the year and it's still January. If it was left up to me, I've had enough of the embarrassing display of insecurity that you motherfuckers have. You guys sit and listen and hear the only men who move these women to speak truthfully are the ones who have bought my course. You know you be hearing it. They're the only ones who have two nuts. And they ain't afraid to expose them motherfuckers to women. So I'm just saying, I give them motherfuckers a big salute. Because they didn't step their game up with this Abbott having. And they're witnessing everything that I'm telling you come true in them. Because they're out there. SWU didn't graduate them, and them motherfuckers is taking what they learned and using it. Yeah, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And my alumni proved the pudding indeed can be handled. Now, what I'm saying, I'm going to ask this, and then I'm gone. How many times would you tell a dummy something to do and expect him or her to be able to do it? Holler at me when you get the answer. See, you guys need things to think about like this. You probably think it ain't shit. That's a hell of a goddamn thing to ask. Hey, I'm gone.